Drive on live.
And here on Live 89.5, we're using modern technology to talk to a Scottish comedian called Phil Kay, who will be coming to Phuket very soon to entertain. Phil, how are you doing?
Today or tonight or this morning, I'm fantastic. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Apart from some of the confusing intercommunication technology that we were trying to do with then. Now, Phil, can you give us a little bit of a background? Because you're speaking on behalf of yourself and part of the other Celtic comedians show that's going to be going on. Like, let's talk about that. What's going on with yourselves and Aidan, who's going to be coming to perform?
Well, we're thoroughly bearded and we're Celtic and we're kind of the same from different sides of the sea. So we're Scottish and we're Irish and it's just a nice way to band it together and appeal to certain people. But yeah, we're kind of funny in different ways, but we're coming together for this great show in around the world. It's amazing. It's like an Asian tour. So yeah, and it's coming to you in about a week's time, I think. Or maybe it's tonight. I don't know when you're broadcasting.
Yeah, this is it. We'll chop it and change it. Maybe it was in the past. Maybe it's in the future. Maybe it's after the show and we're talking about this.
Oh, did we do well? Oh, yeah, because I know when you got jet lag, that's why I got jet lag right now. It's like you've done there, you've been there, but you've woken up, but you haven't. You're asleep, but you're dreaming of it. No, it's happening.
Been there, done that. Now, Phil, let's get a little bit of a background from you. How did you start? Where did you enter into the world of comedy? Where are you from originally, etc.?
Well, I come from the middle of Scotland, so I grew up near Edinburgh, so I was able to start my comedy history at the Edinburgh Festival itself and was part of the fringe. I've done like 25 fringes in a row, Edinburgh fringes. So when I was young, I just started doing wee gigs there and everything, but then since it became a really big part of my life, so now I do like an hour show there every year and you come up with a kind of new hour of your life. So I'm Scottish, I've done lots of Edinburgh festivals. I live in England now, but I've been around the world lots of times and done lots of gigs all over the place. And I'm, you know, I'm just up for it, man. When you travel, you get inspired. So when you get inspired, you bring your best shows. So each year at Edinburgh Festival, you kind of say what you've been up to for the year. So it's bloody exciting to be able to go away and do things and then have them to talk about it. So that's what's happening now.
Excellent, Phil. Now, talking about that inspiration of travelling and such, is that some of part of your act? Do you do a sort of already written act, or do you find that whenever you arrive somewhere, do you get sort of some of the new material in there as well?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. You kind of have a bit of both, but you don't know until you're on how much of what is going to be which of one. But sometimes they're a rowdy crowd and they need you to be rowdy, and sometimes they've had a bit of rowdiness, they just want you to settle down. You can tell old stories of things you've got up to. But essentially, you do get into the new thing of things that have just happened or the plane flight over or this day or the last week. So, I mean, that's the best thing about it. You get to talk with enthusiasm. So, you know, you just had a mad moped ride across Bangkok, you know, and you're alive and you feel happy that you're alive. So, you know, you've got something to go on about. So, yeah, it's definitely a mix of up to the minute. Personal topical stuff and then old time calamities and stories.
Old time calamities and shenanigans. Even just that one sentence, a wacky motorcycle ride across Bangkok can stir some nice imagery in some people's minds who've never been in this part of the world. Now, as well, you are performing as part of a duo, Split Show, which is going on with Aidan Killian. You've worked with Aidan quite a bit before, Phil.
Around the place, yeah, Dublin, we first got together, then he'd come to Edinburgh, and then the last sort of year and a 2 years has been bringing me over to Australia. We go to Asia and Australia, we've done, you know, lots of gigs all around Asia and Australia together. So yeah, it's like a good partnership, it works really well.
Excellent. Now, the Australian Times has billed you as nothing short of genius. Phil, could you give us a description? Why would they say that?
I don't know. It must have been like the best night we've ever done. I kind of remember it. I don't know. I mean, I think if you go wild and you climb up the side of buildings and you muck about and you're telling them about what you've just been up to that day with sharks in the ocean and your shark tooth and whatever, you know, if you look like you're just genuinely coming up with it, then that's the way they want to describe it. But that is like an all-time good gig. You should read some bad reviews. I've got some brilliant bad reviews, you know, like, where are his jokes? And you're like, well, I know, where are they? Good point. And not in your mind, obviously, but you know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that could be part of your show, Phil. You could bring on a bunch of your bad reviews as well and go, right, we hope I do well, because here's some of the bad stuff I've done.
That's good, but that's been done. It's a good idea, but you can't, I mean, I don't know if you want to be too close to it, but yeah, has been done. It's a good idea.
No, it's nice. It's always nice. It's one of those kind of self-deprecating sort of, some comedians get their whole career is that, isn't it? You know, but obviously you're going to keep it sort of like as what you are and what you can be. Now, can people check you out? What do you prefer? Like, people just turn up off the cuff and just don't have any a clue what you're about, or maybe they know you already, or would you prefer that they research you before and have a little look at what you like?
That's a good question, because in fact, sometimes comedy is the star. You know, they're just coming along to a night of comedy, but often people don't come unless they've checked you out or know of you a bit. Oh, but look, we get a lot of times people buying tickets and then getting their mates to buy them, so they don't know. So, but I don't film it myself. So occasionally things get filmed, but they get put up there and it's not me that's chosen. So it can be a bit of a different thing, but you get a good idea from online. So it's fair enough. But I'm just very interested in the crowd. I'm very interested in them and what they, how they respond and what they get up to, and asking them questions and singing them songs about them, you know. So we live in the moment a lot. So even if you've researched it, we'll wipe the slate clean. It'll be like a kind of brainwash when I come on. So there will be a lot that happens that night that never happened any other night anyway. That's what's good.
Yeah, well, no night will ever be the same, will it? If it's a live crowd, that's the difference, isn't it? Some people can do the research. It seems to be a modern thing now. Personally, I prefer to just turn up and just be like, well, it's a comedy show, so just accept that, you know, there'll be comedy involved. So just be entertained by that factor alone. Now, something else as well going on that is happening is there's a fantastic venue. Have you been to Phuket before, Phil?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You can't remember?
I can't remember. Oh, my God. Is it an island?
It is an island.
No, I've never been there.
You don't remember swimming across to some island with palm trees and that, yeah?
I've never been there, but I was getting mixed up with Pattaya. A whole different kettle of fish.
It is a different kettle of fish. It's in Thailand. It's a nice place. But what I was going to say is you're playing at a beautiful venue, which is the Marriott Phuket on Merlin Beach. Sounds magical in itself. It is a beautiful place. I've been to the first two gigs that the guys have been putting on there and really enjoyed it. So looking forward to you guys coming down and doing your thing. Just for anyone who's listening now, just give that there is tickets available. That is Laughter Investment, where if you get 500 baht advance bookings by going through ticketflap.com, and that is the Celtic Legends Phuket 18, as in 2018. Then you've got 700 baht if you leave it to the door, which is obviously not preferable because you're going to, you know, 200 baht which you could get your drink and that, and then 1,200 baht for the buffet dinner with the show as well. So anyone listening who wants to get involved with this night, it's going to be great, and you can get dinner as well. That's not bad, is it?
It's great because we do the cooking, so it can be very funny as well. I've got to get my jokes together, my spring rolls. Bloody hell.
Brilliant. A jolly meringue or two should be sent. Is it a donut or meringue? You're right the first time, yeah? Yeah, excellent. Well, Phil, brilliant. Looking forward to you coming down. And as well, you've been speaking on behalf of Aidan Killian, who's on the other part of the show. How would you describe his comedy?
Intense, focused. You know, you've got to get on board or you'll be left behind, man. It's intelligent stuff, cerebral.
Excellent. Well, that's the Irish connection, isn't it, basically? So it's great because I think I love both parts of your worlds that you're from. Scotland is a fantastic place. And as you said, anyone who was inspired and brought up around the vibe of the Edinburgh Fringe and then goes and does it every year, you're obviously very, very experienced. And so looking forward to your comedy, Phil.
Magic. Well, I'll see you there, Merlin Beach. It sounds beautiful. I can't wait.
Incredible. That's Phil Kay here on Live 89.5. We'll be talking about this right up until the event. Phil, I wish you all the best. Have good gigs for the rest of your massive tour that you're doing, and we'll see you here in Phuket.
Cheers, buddy, man. Thank you. See you then.
Nice one, Phil Kay. That is on Tuesday, the 12th of June from 7:30 p.m., but a little bit earlier if you're going for the buffet dinner option, and we'll talk all about it here on Live 89.5.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.